Yo. Wait, this is so out of nowhere. I just woke up and I thought, oh, I should test it. Wait, it's not loading my YouTube. Okay. Hello? Works. Go, guys, on YouTube on the chat that I made. You guys write something there? I don't know if it's really just one person, right? Or if it's loading really slow. Can you say kikiriki? Is it slow? Is the chat slow? Okay, I see. Okay, no. I feel like there's a delay, I guess. Which maybe is normal. But okay, the kikirikis are coming in. Okay. Oh, you Even when it's in this pre-chat mode, it ends up being slow. Okay, no, first I was just worried that there were no comments coming in. But now I see plenty. Okay, good. I guess, I don't know, maybe sometimes it will work, sometimes it will not. I sound a bit muffled. I'm in bed. I don't know. I'm holding the mic up though. Okay. Well. Now what? I just woke up. I didn't see anything. Just playing Arknights? When? Oh yeah, actually I knew that. I just realized I knew that. I sound clear, my voice is not cutting out. That's important. Vogelfrei showed up on Amazon bestsellers. Yo, I didn't expect that. I haven't been really. I mean, well, I don't know how to promote it, you know? It's like, how the fuck do you promote it without having like a promotion team that does things for you? And having like actual ads and stuff. But yeah, and also because I have like two things to promote. I have the album to promote and the album. And I'm just hoping that it made plenty of a splash, at least on the first day. I think, I mean, this is not my intention to get people into the album by how to say, by making a song about Armin Gruda, but it seems like so many people were so curious about that, maybe that hopefully that brings in some people just to listen to the song. Yeah, but it seems like if you say it's 10 from Amazon, it seems like it's doing okay. Yeah, please listen to it a lot, guys, if you can. Please listen to Vogelfrei. I think I'm gonna upload a YouTube short today or tomorrow, depends on how long it takes to fix one last thing. Working with someone completely different this time that I haven't worked with before. So the way this person does things seems a little different. So like visually it's like a little bit different. But it looks cool. So we'll see how fast they fix the last thing. And then we're beginning with some Eagle Go shorts. Twitter is dying again. Wait, that could be on me. Are you sure? Space later, every 30 seconds it breaks. 30 to 60 seconds. Well, nobody else is saying that, so maybe it's not me, but it could be me. Anyway, I'm encouraging people to do dance challenges. I'm always encouraging people to do dance challenges. The audio cuts down sometimes. Really? It's Twitter. That's on Twitter. Yeah, okay. Okay. I'm definitely breaking up at times. With you? That's not good. Twitter keeps dumping you out of the space. Are you listening on desktop? Not unbearable. Yeah, at least you hear me. At least I'm connected. Okay, well, I gotta keep an eye on stuff. Okay, for people who came in late, just saying that we're on the YouTube chat. If you want to communicate with me, just write in the YouTube chat. Let me get out of bed. The air conditioner is cold. Put on my bathrobe. Let's see how much of the ambiance you will be able to hear. Let me get out of this air-conditioned room. It should be warm outside. Is it warm? Yeah. Oh, not too warm. Well, the waves are calm-ish. The weather looks nice. Why does it sound like you have the whole place to yourself? Well, I kind of do. For now. Oh, do you hear it? Oh, I wish you could hear the waves. Let's see if I'll be eaten by a shark today. Hello, sharks in the water? Nope, no. They must be sleeping with one eye open to me. Oh, I mean, that was a big wave. You must have heard that. Maybe. You can hear the wind. Ah, it's gorgeous. I see the horizon. The ocean horizon. Sploosh. Splash. Oh, I can't wait to get into the water today. I didn't really go into the ocean yesterday. I only went into the pool. Yeah. It looks like most people are still sleeping. It's 7:20 a.m. Pretending you're on a beach vacation. Don't pretend. Go do it. Are you going diving? Bro, I have to say, I know I've been saying this plan for ages now, but I don't think I want to do the diving lessons here. 'Cause The prices seem so unreasonable. I don't even know. Like, I don't know. They have like several like courses and steps, I guess, and it just seems so ridiculously pricey. And then the thing is, the massages here are also the priciest massages I have ever seen anywhere. The other hotels in the Maldives that I've been to that were the same kind of level of luxury, if you know what I mean. Those were like half the price, or maybe even less. So I gotta spend it on like some massages. If I combine the massages with the diving, I'm gonna spend so much unreasonable money. This is like almost a fucking scam. Like, how much they ask for massages is a fucking scam. I'm shocked. Next time when I choose a hotel, I'm first gonna like ask them for the massage prices, because I honestly think if I knew how much the massages are here, I would not have come here. Seriously, that's how bad it is. Yeah. I booked one though. I booked one anyway. At least one. Yeah. Maximum two, probably. Know how much I can give myself for spending unreasonably. I will tell you how much it is after I'm home, and you will be just shocked. It's out of this world. But I won't tell you now. I wish I could tell you now. It's so insane. Oh, I gotta call the engineer to get the toilet flush fixed. Just realized. Are you still hearing the ambience, by the way? I'm just sitting outside, chilling, enjoying the climate. It's really not too humid or too hot. That's what I like about the Maldives. It's like the water is pleasant. The weather is like, as it has to be, hot, but like pleasant. Although, I mean, I guess the sun around noon is often quite the killer. But yeah, generally the temperatures are gentle. Ish. I feel like it's hotter in Japan in summer. It's kind of there when you're talking, but otherwise it's being noise canceled. Yeah, I figured. Maybe if I hold it to, wait, let me hold it to the water. I have stairs to the water. Let me go down. Maybe you can dox me by the sound of apes. The mall. Stairs to heaven. Hey, I'm by the water. Let's see. It's pretty calm here, though. Much going on. The platform. Yeah. Oh, that was a big one. Plum. Don't feed us to the sharks. Oh, they would love that. Because you are again. Why, they're so good. Yeah. I want to put my feet in. Ooh. Nice. Nice temperature. But let me go back. I need to idle meeting, but I won't do that while I'm doing a Twitter space. Oh yeah, I'm looking forward to the breakfast. Yesterday I was like eating dinner at because we have like several choices, right? And I was eating dinner at like the buffet choice, which also does the breakfast. And for dinner they had like so many things lined up, and I tried like a few things. I tried like a red snapper that looked like slightly fried, but because I thought, oh, red snapper in theory is just a normal fish, right? And something about it, the moment I put it in my mouth, it was like kind of making it was giving me the last seafood kind of feeling where I want to puke. Like something about the texture was weird. Red snapper's really hit and miss. Oh really? Oh, damn, I didn't realize. I didn't think it would be hit or miss. I thought it would be hit. I didn't enjoy that bite too much, so I left that aside and all the other little sides. I mean, I got some salad sides, those were fine. But yeah, I was like just picking some random things. But at the buffet, I was talking to my chef because he was like just like hitting me up, not hitting on me, but like just, oh, what's up? How you doing, ma'am? And so on. And I talked a little bit with him, and he offered to, cook something for me. He was like, what do you want? I can do anything. I can cook anything. You want some pasta? You want some this? You want some that? I was like, yeah, you can try, but make me a small portion. And then he cooked me some nice carbonara that was so good, one of the best carbonaras I've ever had. But it was like with, well, he called it kebab. I think it wasn't too authentic of a what do you call it when they're on a spike, when they're on a shashlik. He topped it with that. A little, well, what do you call it? That's kebab. Yeah, a skewer. He topped it with a skewer, and parts of the kebab, supposed kebab meat, were also in the carbonara. So imagine a carbonara with kebab meat in there. It wasn't weird. It was fantastic. It was like actually genius. And the sauce was so good, and the kebab meat was like really, I wouldn't say it was super smooth, but it wasn't like fully cooked, like not in a bad way. It was like medium rare or something like that, medium. So well done. That was really good. I was really happy, and we had some conversation, and he was so nice, so I had to tip them, even though I swore to myself. Well, I didn't swear, but I was like thinking about whether or not I should tip in this trip because of all the prices being so insane. And I looked up because we have full board actually, so we have breakfast, lunch, dinner included. Usually in my other trips I didn't get the full board because I thought, I don't know, I'll figure it out when I'm there. And the prices were so insane when it's full board, and then you also feel like even more so you have to pay because the bill actually doesn't say zero, but it says the actual price of the food you got. So you feel more like you have to add a tip, right? But when I googled if in luxurious hotels in the Maldives, in the resorts, if you have full board, if you have to tip, and it said no, not at all. But would still be cool, but not at all. It's not expected. But if somebody gives you and this super special service, which this guy did, so I added a little bit. I added like $5, but it's probably not even going to him. I should have brought cash to give out like personally. So I think my plan is no tip for breakfast, no tip for lunch, because the atmosphere was not really a tipping atmosphere anyway at lunch. And then for dinner, if they're especially nice, then we'll tip like $5 and that's it. Yeah, but I really need to hold back on tipping this time. Like last time, it really felt like the last times, it really felt like you had to. It's like this, because like they give you the bill, and this time the waiter, he was like standing next to me, waiting for me to sign the bill. So I can't just leave the tip blank. It's like, you know? So like, it's not like he's like, pressuring me, but somehow his aura standing next to me was giving, I'm being judged if I don't tip. Yeah, looking at me softly with a smile. That's how they get you. But it also said like a lot of people just give tips in bulk at the end. So even if I didn't tip, maybe you could leave the impression, or you would maybe leave the impression that you are going to possibly tip at the very end. But I don't know, I don't want to risk them thinking that I'm fucking greedy. But they're greedy. The prices I charge are insane. I'm feeling the humidity now a little bit, but it's not too much. Oh, how would you survive in America? Yeah, how would I survive in America? Good thing I'm not in America. I wish I could just look at the scenery without having to squint so hard, but the sun is killing me. Yeah, the resort makes a shit ton of money, I'm sure. Do, I'm breaking. Oh, it's just my ego. Go, go, go. Ooh, I'm doing what they thought I couldn't do. I was faced, I don't know. Yeah, I woke up and immediately I was like, I have to test this and see if it's any different. And it worked. I didn't expect it to work. No, my Temu stuff is arriving on the day I come back. As it should. As it should, as I deserve for ordering from Temu. Oh my God. Can you believe it? No comment. $300 order around the day I come back. Like, well, not everything was for my vacation, but most of it was. I didn't get on Argent. I asked RBF to log in, like not log. Oh, I think he did it just to get my daily login, because like the headhunting ticket, if that goes to waste, that would be fucked. I'll try again to get in, but some people have been saying I might need a VPN. Are you sure? Wouldn't that make things like the internet would be heavier? More difficult to get in. I will tell you if it was worth. I will tell you my opinion. No, he's not gonna do any like daily dailies. Just picking up the stuff, and I told him to sell like the batteries and Origo crust and stuff in the stock thing, in the sub pack. What do you call that thing again? Where you sell all your mats. It depends off if Maldives blocks gacha games. I don't see why they would block gacha games here. We need to ask the one Maldivian KFP. Can we start a buy RBF lunch fund? I paid him Last time he even got to choose HelloFresh recipes that he wanted to cook himself. And HelloFresh per week is like $50, so he got plenty of food. Yeah, elastic goods would also be good if he took care of that. We gotta keep on making, but let me ask. Inventor. Oh. He knows what's up. He's a huge, he finished the story already. Yeah, he's really into the game too. And his girlfriend, aka my best friend, she's also really into it. Everybody's into it. I'm glad. Everybody's playing it. Everybody gets it. Except pizza guy's girlfriend and pizza guy himself. I think those two don't really be playing it, but the rest of my friends are. Yeah, I'm putting my house sitter on daily duty for now, as long as I can't seemingly get into Enfield. Yeah, every time they talked about Genshin, bro, I was like, man, talk about Arknights. Okay. Well. Man, I brought all these things for nothing. I mean, I can try again. Let me actually see what the speed is now. It was so bad. It was like 0.80 upload, and this wouldn't let me stream. How's the bed there? The bed nice, but I don't know what I did because I felt like I was sleeping relatively normally. Oh, I slept so deeply. Holy shit. I don't remember waking up most of the time. Well, I woke up a few times, I guess, but in the end, it felt like the hugest, deepest sleep, which is understandable because I was up for like 30 hours with, or even more than 30, like maybe 40 hours. And in between those 40 hours, I had 5 hours of sleep, something like that. I don't know. I was running on the excitement of, going and being in the Maldives, going to and being in. So I was sleeping really well. Oh, Discord, bro, don't download so many updates. Ew. Why must you download so many updates, Discord? What was I saying? Oh, yeah. So I thought I slept really normally, like not in the weirdest positions, but I did feel like a strain in my neck on one side. I was like, why? How do I deserve that? Okay. Ookla speed test. It just doesn't seem stable. Like, even when they came and we did speed tests, after they kind of, so to say, opened the gates and the download became really good, but the upload stayed at like 3 Mbps. I was like, well, I've streamed the 3 Mbps before, thinking to myself, okay, the download is back to being mid, but the download doesn't matter and it's still good enough. It's like 16, 17 Mbps. Upload is at 3 right now, 3.5, 3.6, 3.7. In theory, maybe I could upload. Did I say a download? I mean, upload. In theory, maybe I could stream with that, maybe. But there's also a chance that once I start streaming, it's just gonna, like, absolutely explode. Because this is... I don't know. It might just die on me completely. Like, I feel like I can't safely plan a stream if I haven't tested this at least once and got it to work running. I think, yeah, at least we would have to do PNGs probably. I don't trust it to do more than that. Which is also sad because I had everybody bring cameras and I bought all the stands, the phone stands. We can try it right now. But if I do go live, then this chat will die for now, like afterwards. Let's see, start stream. Here. Let's see if it reaches YouTube. I'm sending the signal from OBS. Well, YouTube already telling me not looking so good, but okay, I can start. Oh, is my mic even... Okay, like supposedly maybe I'm live. Hello? Reverb? There shouldn't be a reverb. I already lowered it quite a bit, but wait, how, if you have 3 Mbps upload, how low should the kbps be? Because normally I have it on like 8,000, 10,000, nothing yet. Yeah, then I don't know, man. I'm doubting it will ever work then. It's currently, I set it to 3,000, but it's only transmitting 9,300, and it's letting the frames go left and right, like it's losing frames. 4,300 frames lost, 65%. Oh, I think it maybe and the mic is so, you have to be really close to it. Anyway, this sucks. Oh, I think I'm live. I think I'm live, but at what cost? It's probably lagging. Let's see. I see it buffering. It buffered once. How many times is it gonna buffer? Oh, it's buffering again. Don't close the Twitter space, guys. Otherwise, you won't hear me anymore. Okay, buffered again. Yeah, maybe with 360 or 480p, maybe it could work, but I don't think I can set change the salute resolution right now. Is it even worth streaming with this shitty I reduced the bit rate just now even more. Yeah. Just stream once for the write-off. No, I think I'll have to do a bit more than that. I'm ending the stream, cutting it out to change something. This doesn't seem feasible. I think we can totally do Twitter Spaces now, seemingly. But yeah. Okay, I will make a new, like, just chat like this so you guys can hang out and talk to me on Twitter Spaces. But I think we should just give up on streaming, I guess. And I would probably do a stream once I'm home to talk about it and show pictures and stuff. Yeah, maybe Twitter Spaces count to the criteria for the write-off as well. Yeah. It should. Okay. I will delete this archive though, because I don't want this on my channel. Okay, guys. I'll see you around. I'm gonna just go for breakfast soon and then I'll reopen the chat and stuff, but I'll end the Twitter space and I'm ending the YouTube stream. Thank you guys for trying with me and listening to me, you know, for a while. Thank you. And yeah, keep your eyes open for a YouTube short coming out probably later today in a few hours. Thank you. Auf Wiedersehen. For people who came through the notification for the Twitter space, let me say this was a failed streaming attempt while doing Twitter space. For people who just got YouTube notif. Okie dokie.